Today, on Back to Health.
We aim to reduce pain, improve spinal function, and slow the progression of the spinal stenosis down. Can I guarantee one thing? If you don't do the right thing or you do nothing, I guarantee it's going to get worse. And I always tell patients, if you're 60, you got to worry about 65, 70, and 75. Now, I don't know about you, Dave. I want to be able to travel as I get older. I want to play with my grandchildren. These are important things to, I think, a lot of people. And early intervention is absolutely the key, because if it's left untreated, then it just doesn't go well.
Hi there. Welcome to Back to Health. I'm Dave Dino. And this is the program where we uncover the latest advancements in spinal health, pain management, and non-surgical treatments. And as always, I'm joined by Dr. Thomas Ferreño. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center with locations in San Mateo and Campbell. Dr. Ferreño is a leader in non-surgical spinal restoration. He has dedicated over 36 years to helping people break free from chronic pain, mobility issues, and spinal conditions. And today we're going to talk about what's called spinal stenosis. That may be a new term to you, but stick around because you may find that it's more common than you realize. First of all, Dr. Ferreño, I got to tell you, it is a delight to visit with you once again.
Thank you, Dave. I love being here, and I think we have a great topic today.
I think we do. Spinal stenosis, that is a term, as I indicated, that many of us are unfamiliar with. What is it?
Well, Dave, you're right. A lot of people don't know about spinal stenosis until they get it, but it's one of the most common conditions that I treat in my office. And spinal stenosis is a condition where the spinal canal narrows. Stenosis means narrowing. So The spinal canal, which holds your spinal cord and all your nerves, when we get narrowing there, it starts to compress on that cord or on those nerve roots. And this narrowing can result from a combination of degenerative changes to the spine, most commonly due to aging or age of an area that's been injured, or even just long-term biomechanical repetitive stresses. That's a real common reason why we get spinal stenosis. In many cases, stenosis is caused by a combination of usually three things. The disc herniation or protrusion starts to protrude posteriorly back into the spinal canal. And then we get a ligament. It's called ligamentum flavum. It stabilizes. It's a stabilizing ligament. And that ligament starts to thicken as we age. And that starts taking up real estate in the canal. And then the last thing is our facet joints. These are the joints in the back of the vertebrae that allows us to bend, twist, and move. And they become arthritic. And then when they become arthritic, they enlarge, or what we call facet hypertrophy. And now you have disc pushing back, a ligament thickening, and now we have a joint that's growing in towards the canal. And all of those three things gradually take up real estate and cause narrowing in that canal. Now, there are rare reasons like a spinal tumor, which is very rare, or congenital stenosis where you're born with a spinal canal. And actually, I have that. I was born with a little bit of a smaller canal, one reason why I have spinal stenosis. But mostly it's due to those three things of disc protrusion, facet arthrosis, and ligamentum flavum thickening. But regardless of the cause, the result's the same. It's a reduction in space around the spinal cord and nerves that can lead to pain, numbness, and functional limitations.
So it's that last part that I'd like to know more about. That is the pain, the numbness, and the functional limitations. Do you have a patient story that you can share with us about that?
I see so many patients with stenosis, but this person just actually came in today, and I've been treating him for about a year. My initial program with him was for a couple of months. But when he first came in last year, he had the classic signs of spinal stenosis, chronic lower back pain and numbness running down the backs of his legs, all the way down to the bottoms of his feet. His feet were numb. And then, when you can't feel your feet, you start getting balance issues. And the biggest thing for him, which is probably the number one thing that we see with stenosis, is it takes away your standing and walking. So he could only stand and walk for about 5 minutes, and then he has to sit down. And once he sits down, the pain goes away. But once he stands back up 5 minutes later, pain in his back and down his legs, and it can be really a horrible condition. And he's tried everything. He's done chiropractic, massage, acupuncture, gabapentin. He's gone through the route, and nothing really helping. So he starts our program of disc restoration therapy, and he comes in for really the first few months aggressively, and already pain and numbness in his legs start to dissipate. And he was in today, and I actually knew he was coming on the show today, and I said, I asked him, how long are you walking now? And he says, I can walk 30 minutes. And he goes, sometimes I could get to 40, but then the pain comes back down his legs. But we've gone from 5 minutes to 30 minutes. That allows him to go traveling more. It's just, your lifestyle is different. Remember, this is a degenerative condition. You know, there's no cure for spinal stenosis, but we can improve it. And he's improved dramatically.
You know, you mentioned something that catches my attention. First of all, that story, I got to tell you, that really gives us hope. But you mentioned that he had tried chiropractic. Now, you're a chiropractor. So what is the difference between what we would consider traditional chiropractic and what you bring to the table for the patient?
Yes, you know, I am a chiropractor, but I specialize in nothing but disc disease utilizing non-surgical spinal decompression. And I've developed a program called Disc Restoration Therapy, which covers several therapies along with the decompression. So when you go to a chiropractor, standard chiropractic is, you know, they're going to just adjust and realign your spine. So they may, which is important. I mean, that's important to do to get your spine aligned and keep it moving and functioning normal. But that doesn't change the disc at all, where decompression can make a physical change to that disc, reduce disc herniation size, bring in new fluid and nutrients to help rehydrate and heal that disc. And really, that's my main specialty.
Folks, you are listening to Back to Health. That is Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. And today, we're talking about spinal stenosis. Doctor, before we continue talking about this subject, I would like our listeners to get to know you better. You began, as I understand it, you began your chiropractic career dealing with sports medicine. How does that experience affect your practice today?
Yeah, you know, I was very sports oriented when I was young, very active. So that was a real passion of mine when I first started chiropractic care. So it was a lot of, you know, adjustments, chiropractic work, and a lot of exercise rehab, because we did a lot of rehabilitation for if it was shoulders, knees, or backs. And I really take that into my practice now, even as a disc specialist, because part of treating those disc herniations is you got to know how to strengthen properly that core musculature. So I know exercise like the back of my hand. So, and this is really important with disc disease. Patients, when you're first suffering with it, you know, exercises will probably actually irritate you because you're not ready for it. So we want to heal the disc. And then I use my sports medicine background to really teach patients to properly strengthen their backs and their core area without irritating that disc.
A lot of us fancy ourselves as weekend warriors, you know, playing softball, flag football, golf, or tennis. But we can pay the price. It sounds like you can really help us.
Well, it's a big part of my practice is the weekend warriors. This is what causes these problems, all the repetitive stresses that we do. And a lot of times, remember, we're not professionals. We don't always do the proper form or, you know, the proper golf swing. And we put a lot more stress on our spine than we should. And eventually those repetitive stresses, that's what causes these discs to degenerate and herniate. So yeah, we see a lot of weekend warriors, and our goal is, of course, to get them out of pain, but also back to their normal daily activities and back to the things that they love to do, like the golf and tennis, and now pickleball as a biggie.
We are talking today about the subject of spinal stenosis. You have given us a good definition of the condition. Can you tell us about the symptoms so that those listening will know if, okay, I'm having pain, could this be the issue?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, spinal stenosis isn't something that just pops up immediately. It's a very gradual degenerative condition. And so we may see very different stages from the patient when they come in. Some people may be mild stenosis, where they're just getting chronic back pain or starting to get pain down both legs. Now, stenosis usually gets pain down both legs, where sciatica or just a disc herniation pushing off to one side may give pain down one leg. But with stenosis, because it's really taking up room in the whole spinal canal, it affects both nerve roots. So you get pain, numbness, and tingling a lot of times down both legs. And this could be in your neck or your low back. Stenosis usually occurs in the cervical spine or the lumbar spine. If it's in your neck, you're going to have pain running down your arms and numbness and tingling in your hands. If it's in your low back, you're going to see more lower back pain with pain and numbness and tingling down your legs. And then when we start getting more severe stenosis, this is where it's kind of takes your life away a little bit of all your activity. You start getting weakness in your muscles, in your legs. The number one symptom is difficulty standing upright and walking for long periods. So it starts taking your walking and your standing away. And this is where you see the patient bent forward and on a walker. Usually stenosis goes from cane to walker, right? And they're bent forward. You may even see them in a shopping mall, bent over in the shopping store, bent over the shopping cart. And it's not that the patient wants to be bent forward. No one wants to walk around bent forward. Their brain is doing this on purpose. Their brain is sending signals to those hip flexors to bend them forward because this creates more room in your spinal canal by bending you forward a little bit. And remember, your brain is a lot of defensive mechanisms. It always wants to protect its most vital systems. So it wants to create as much room for its most vital system, which is your nervous system. So it bends that patient forward. No difference, Dave. If I threw you in freezing water, your brain doesn't care too much about losing your fingers or toes, but it's going to bring all the blood to your heart because at that time, that's the most vital system. So you see that patient bent forward. They can only walk for 5 or 10 minutes. This is really the big issue with stenosis. And when you have those muscle weakness, you start getting balance issues. Now people have balance problems, and of course, are worried that they're going to fall. So a big part of treatment is balance training, right? That's important.
Some of the symptoms, I understand, they can kind of vary, can't they, in intensity from person to person?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, again, it starts gradually, but the more that we start to degenerate, these symptoms start to increase. The intensity increases. So we rate it. You have mild stenosis, moderate, or severe, right? And when it gets severe, that's when patients start experiencing significant loss of their abilities to do their daily activities. Mild is it starts with, just with maybe some chronic pain, but this is when you need to come in and be seen. Don't wait. The longer you wait, the more it degenerates and the more stenosis you get. So, at our office at Bay Area Disc Centers, we take the time to identify the root cause of your discomfort so we could recommend care that targets the source, not just your symptoms.
You had mentioned that one of the symptoms could be not just pain down the leg, but a numbness in the lower leg or in the feet. Can that be confused with neuropathy?
Yes, it can. And sometimes patients with spinal stenosis also have neuropathy. So neuropathy is usually caused with diabetes, post-cancer treatments like radiation, chemotherapy that causes neuropathy. Well, one of the third probably most frequent thing for neuropathy is spinal stenosis because it's putting pressure on those nerves chronically, and those nerve endings towards your feet or hands start to die out and you start getting neuropathy. So a lot of times patients have both. Now, sometimes you could just have neuropathy where you just have numbness and tingling in your feet and no back pain and that goes up your leg. But a lot of times when you have stenosis, you have a combination.
You had mentioned earlier that you have spinal stenosis and you've had it from an early age, but is this a condition that is more common as a person ages?
Absolutely, aging is probably, and not just aging. I mean, absolutely aging. This is a condition where usually we see from 50 on, right? 50, 60, 70 years old. But remember, just aging alone, your whole spine isn't stenosed. It's just a few areas. It may be C5-6 because you had a whiplash when you're in your 30s and you maybe injured C5-6. So that area degenerates at a faster pace than other areas in your spine or in your low back. Maybe you have an L4-5. You had a disc bulge when you were younger. And now that area, because of an injury, a football injury or repetitive sitting, that area degenerates faster than other areas in your spine. I always laugh when I have a patient come in and their doctor says it's old age. And I'll literally put their MRI up and I'm going to show them, well, this looks good, this looks good, this looks good. And you have one that's bad. They're all the same age. Why did the one area that's bad degenerated? Because that's an area that you have stressed, repetitively stressed, or injured in the past.
A reminder here that you are listening to Back to Health with Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center, and they're located in Campbell and San Mateo. Today we're talking about relief of spinal stenosis. If you would like a complimentary evaluation of your condition, you can schedule an appointment by calling 650-977-3701. And that complimentary evaluation is available just to our listeners. So make sure that you mention that you listen to the program. That phone number again, 650-977-3701. 3701. Or you can log on to their website, BayAreaBackPain.com. That's BayAreaBackPain.com. After you do that, again, make sure you call them at 650-977-3701. Okay, you've given us a good definition of spinal stenosis. You've told us about the different symptoms that a person can suffer from. How do you go about treating spinal stenosis there at the Bay Area Disc Center?
Well, we have a great program for our patients with spinal stenosis. That's our disc restoration therapy program. And remember, I want people to understand this. There's no cure for spinal stenosis. We're trying to improve the condition and regain as much motion and function to your spine, trying to increase some room in that canal. Because, you know, when you have narrowing, you have narrowing. And really, it matters what's causing the narrowing is going to really make a difference on your prognosis. If you have narrowing because of disc herniation, and that's what's taking up most of the room, well, that's a better prognosis because we're able to draw on a lot of that disc material so we could create more room in the canal. If you have a lot of bony arthritis, like the facet joints causing that narrowing, now that prognosis isn't as well because we can't take bone away, but there's still a path forward to improving the condition. And, you know, many patients are able to manage their symptoms effectively and regain function through the conservative treatment methods that we do, including our main thing that we do, which is non-surgical spinal decompression therapy, along with some physiotherapy and other supportive care that we do. But we aim to reduce pain, improve spinal function, and slow the progression of the spinal stenosis down. And that's a key thing I just said right there. It's not just about improving it. It's about slowing the progression, because I guarantee one thing. If you don't do the right thing or you do nothing, I guarantee it's going to get worse. The stenosis is going to advance. And I always tell patients, if you're 60, you got to worry about 65, 70, and 75. Now, I don't know about you, Dave. I want to be able to travel as I get older. I want to play with my grandchildren. These are important things to, I think, a lot of people.
They are.
And early intervention is absolutely the key, because if it's left untreated, then you know it just doesn't go well.
So what I hear you saying is that your goal is to give more control over our body, our movement, and our everyday life, right?
Absolutely.
Without relying on surgery or long-term medication. Those are key.
Those are key. And so, you know, again, we use spinal decompression with two of the best tables I think you could find, because not every table is a true decompression table. Some of these doctors have just some little bit hyped up traction table, which is not the same. Traction is different than decompression. Our decompression tables, the DRX 9000, the AcuSpina systems, they target one specific disc. So if your stenosis is at L4-5, I'm targeting L4-5. I'm able to put a negative pressure in the disc to cause a vacuum effect, to suck in new fluid and nutrients, and to draw in disc material, thereby creating more room in that canal and taking pressure off those nerve roots. And that is the key. Hanging upside down and laying on some curved thing, those aren't decompression devices that you see on the internet or Facebook and things like that. But along with decompression, we have several other things that we do, from a deep tissue laser, which reduces inflammation and speeds up tissue healing, intersegmental mobilization. That's us to get more motion in those facet joints that are getting arthritic. We want to get those joints aligned and moving and functioning better. That's going to take away pain and increase motion and function. We'll do some nutritional guidance and non-inflammatory diet to reduce inflammation. And this is key, core strengthening. We want to be able to strengthen that area and protect that area as much as we can. That's where my sports background comes into play, where I'm going to go over exercises and certain stretches with you to maintain the strength in that spine. And one of my big things with these conditions, and this is a tough one with this condition, but motion is the lotion, Dave. You got to move. If you sit, it's going to continue to get worse. But this is the hard part. People stand up and move, and that this condition, it bothers them. So our goal is to gradually increase the time that they're able to stand and walk. This is really key with this condition.
A reminder here again that you are listening to Back to Health with Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. He's the top guy, folks. They are located in Campbell and San Mateo. And we're talking about the relief. That's the key word here, relief of spinal stenosis. If you would like a complimentary evaluation of your condition, if what we're talking about today is suddenly ringing a bell for you and you're saying, that's what I'm feeling. That's why I have the pain in my back and down my legs. If you would like a complimentary evaluation of your condition, you can schedule an appointment by calling 650-977-3701. Here it is again, 650-977-3701. Or log on to BayAreaBackPain.com. That's BayAreaBackPain.com. And then again, call 650-977-3701. Doctor, who is at risk for spinal stenosis?
Well, everyone's at risk at some point, because this is an aging condition. So usually it's patients who are over 50 years old. Disc herniation happens from 25 to 40. The degeneration starts hitting us usually after 50. So then we get the combination of the disc herniation, the disc degeneration, and the thickening of that ligamentum flavum. And as the spine changes over time, those discs lose that hydration, the ligament again thickens, and the joint becomes enlarged, all which contribute to the narrowing of the canal. However, stenosis isn't limited to seniors. We do get cases of younger individuals who do get stenosis. Some patients start getting disc herniation at a young age, and that could take up room in the canal, causing stenosis. You could get in an auto accident or have some type of spinal trauma and get stenosis due to that. I mean, repetitive stresses is usually the biggest thing. We see athletes in here who get stenosis or even work injuries. And then there's a genetic factor too. I had a 20-year-old patient in my office this morning with disc herniation, and she told me her mother in her 20s had to have surgery due to degenerative disc disease in her 20s. So I had to tell that patient, we really need to watch this because, she's 20, but she has a genetic history of the disc degeneration. So yeah, young people can get this condition also.
What about if they have a history of things like spinal surgery or just some instability?
Sometimes surgery is needed. It should be our last option. But a lot of people pick surgery first because they think it's a quick fix. And they find out later that it's not necessarily the best option because, surgery isn't 100%. There's a lot of risk. And one of the risks is scar tissue formation. You remember, they're in there cutting, so you start scarring. Well, that scarring, if people scar too much, that could take up room in your canal. Also, when you have trauma from a surgery and you do surgery, that area is going to continue to degenerate faster. So, surgery should be your last option. I'm not saying surgery isn't needed sometimes. Exhaust all non-surgical measures first. And if that doesn't work and you're still miserable, surgery is there waiting for you.
Folks, that is going to bring us to the end of our time together today here on Back to Health, featuring Dr. Thomas Ferreño, the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center with locations in Campbell and San Mateo. If you have severe pain in your back or neck, if you are suffering from sciatica, if you're unable to walk, have a ruptured disc or bulging disc, if you have what we have talked about today, spinal stenosis, or maybe a pinched nerve, call Bay Area Disc Center for that free initial consultation at 650-977-3701. Again, 650-977-3701. Call them before you submit to more radical treatment. They treat the cause, not just the symptom, with individualized custom plans that are based on your needs, your anatomy, and even your lifestyle. So treat the source of your pain without painful surgery or without using addictive pain medication and without losing time at work. You can say yes to strength, freedom, and a pain-free future with Bay Area Disc Centers. So again, call them at 650-977-3701. That number again, 650-977-3701. Or log on to BayAreaBackPain.com. Again, that's BayAreaBackPain.com. We really hope that today's program has brought you hope that you can regain your health. Doctor, thank you so much for sharing your valuable time with us today.
Thank you, Dave. As always, hopefully we educated the patients a little bit on spinal stenosis and a great non-surgical way to treat it.
I'm Dave Dino, inviting you to join us again next week at the same time for another edition of Back to Health. Back to Health is sponsored by Bay Area Disc Center.